Hi, everybody. I want to take a moment and welcome you to the Our Galactic Family podcast. As this is the first episode, I want to take a moment and introduce myself to you, but also share with you the inspiration as to why I wanted to start this podcast. My name's John Wilkinson, and I channel a group I now call my brothers and sisters from across the stars. The reason why I started calling them that is because that's how it feels to me when I'm communicating with them. It feels like I'm talking to family. The inspiration for this podcast is to not only share the information this group has been sharing with me, but also to share my story as a channel. A few years ago, I went through a difficult time in my life, a period of transformation, where I was forced to ask myself some difficult questions that I really didn't want to know the answers to. It was during this time that I started to put it all together and started to realize that I was channeling information from a group that I now know as my brothers and sisters from across the stars. I had a difficult time accepting that I was a channeler. I had a difficult time accepting that I was talking to these ETs and they were sharing information with me. You see, for most of my life, I really didn't want to be the channeler. In fact, I tried to run away from it and tell myself a different story altogether. And not only that, but I couldn't even believe that ETs were real. I used to laugh at people who used to tell me they channel these different groups. I used to make fun of them. All I could accept that was real was our physical reality and what I understood to be the spirit world. Back in 2019, I started to write a blog and posted it on my website. Whenever I felt it was time to write a new entry for the blog, I would sit down at my computer and I would write a question or a title. And then I would just get up and walk away and not write anything at all. And in a day or so, I would have an experience or I would be out of my body and it would feel like a very realistic dream where I would meet what I understood to be my spirit guides. And we would sit in an office and they would help me write the blog. And then I would wake up and the whole blog would be right there in my head and I would type it all out in 10 or 15 minutes. Like I was remembering something that I had already done. At that time in my life, that is what I believed channeling to be. And I could only perceive my physical world and this other place, what I called the spirit world, a place that I would frequently visit. It didn't take long after I started writing and posting my blog on my website for me to have my first experience with the ETs. I remember somebody in my life sharing an experience they had with what they believed to be an ET. And me being the skeptical person that I am, I made fun of them. I laughed at them. And over the next few days, I found myself being very triggered by this idea and triggered by them as I created stories in my head about them that were not rational, that made no logical sense. I quickly realized there was something bigger going on. There was a reason why I was being triggered, and I needed to investigate this. I later found myself asking for evidence. Show me that you're real. And I got quite frustrated and demanded that they prove to me that they're real. And surely they would provide me with this evidence so that I would know once and for all if they were real. And if I received no actual evidence, that I would assume that these ETs didn't exist and that they weren't real. But I couldn't help but wonder why this topic made me so frustrated, so angry, and why I was so motivated to know the truth. And within a day or so, I had my first experience with the ETs. Now, it was common practice for me to be aware that I was leaving my body when I went to sleep. So this was nothing new. But where I went surprised me, as one evening I found myself in this black void of endless nothing. I've come to call this place the void space, a place where there is absolutely nothing. And I saw this ET in this space right in front of me. And this ET began to speak to me. But the words were being beamed into my head. Some form of mental telepathy would be the best way I could have explained it at the time. And they said, "You wanted proof that we're real? Here I am." They then proceeded to create a field or shield of energy around them and then asked me to try and push my hand through. I quickly realized that I couldn't. I believe they were trying to give me some sort of evidence that I could take away as proof that they were real. And when I came back to my body, I thought to myself, did that really happen? Did I really have a conversation with an ET? And then I changed the whole experience to what had happened, that I didn't talk to this ET, that none of it really happened, that I was having an out-of-body experience talking to a spirit guide, and they were teaching me about energy. I've always found the human mind very intriguing, how easy it is for us to create another story when we're confronted with something that we're perhaps afraid to face or something we can't accept as the truth. And that's exactly what happened in this case. Over the course of a few weeks, I had a few more experiences with these ETs as they continuously tried to prove to me that they were real. Eventually, I accepted that the experiences I was having were real and that I was communicating or having these experiences with ETs. But I could only accept this one kind of ET, what most people would have been familiar with growing up with, watching shows like Stargate, those little gray aliens that kind of reminded me of the Asgard off of my favorite show growing up, Stargate. And of course, I would listen to a lot of different people talk about the Palladians and all these other ETs and all the starseed channelers. Of course, I still thought they were all nuts and didn't believe any of it. I had taken this belief as far as I was willing to take it. I still wasn't sure what to do with these experiences that I was having and decided not to really do anything with them. I was still really only comfortable with the idea that I was working with spirit. There was a part of me that was terrified that there was a lot more out there. And there was a part of me that was terrified that I would be called or asked to work with this collective, this group that I now call my brothers and sisters from across the stars. But then there came a point where I needed to understand and become aware of these other groups that were waiting for me to be ready to work with them because they had important information that they wanted me to share. And I was just simply not at a place where I was receptive to the idea that this vast galactic community was actually real, or that I would be working with them in any capacity. And if they were real, I couldn't even fathom the idea that they would want to work with me out of all the people in the world. And in order for me to see the truth and ask some very difficult questions, I ended up going through a very painful, difficult transformation that left my life feeling like it was in ruins. And in an attempt to rebuild my life and figure out what I was supposed to be doing, I was forced to ask myself some very difficult questions. Questions that, quite honestly, I didn't really want to know the answers to, but questions that I knew I needed to know the answers to. And when I was ready, and only when I was ready to see and hear the truth, did this group show me who they really were. When I was ready for it, I was introduced to these other ETs who later became my teachers. The first hurdle was for me to understand that I had been communicating with the race that people call the Palladians, and that I had been frequently visiting a school where I was being taught by them. For quite a while, I was very confused as to where this place that I was visiting really was. Although I was familiar with the concept of out-of-body experiences and was aware that I was leaving my body at night, I became convinced that I was in some sort of parallel reality and was being taught by these tall, giant people. That's the best way that I could have described it at the time. At this point in my life, I was still really struggling with the idea that Palladians and all these other ETs were real. But I could accept that parallel realities were real and that that is where I was. I just could not accept the idea that I was talking to this galactic community. And they were the ones who were teaching me a lot of the information that I was sharing with people on social media. Once I reached a point where I finally surrendered and accepted the circumstances in my life and was ready to face the truth that I had been talking to these ETs and accepting that these tall giant people that I believed were in a parallel reality were in truth the Palladians. And when I was ready to know more, the Palladians sent me different teachers from different ET races who were responsible for sharing information with me that would not only help me, but hopefully help a lot of other people as well. Two of the groups that I am most familiar with, who have been my teachers, would be the Syrians and the Z's. When I say I channel this information, I don't mean I channel in the way that most people would be familiar with. Most people, when they think of channeling, they think of somebody sitting on a chair with their eyes closed, talking in a funny voice or a different accent altogether. That's not how it seems to work for me, at least at this point. I meet these ETs and those from spirit and these higher beings in a place that I frequently visit when I'm out of my body. This is the same place that I have been meeting my spirit guides. So the way it works for me at this point is all the information is taught to me while I'm out of my body in this place. And then I am then assisted in writing down all the information they just shared with me while out of my body. Then when I return to my body, I recreate what I created while I was out of my body. And this information will generally come through while I'm doing my channeled writing. Although I do still receive messages in the moment while I'm doing my channeled writing or in deep meditation. Generally speaking, the lessons that I will be sharing were all first taught to me while in the out-of-body state. But who exactly is this group or collective that I'm channeling and working with? Well, I still work with what I understand to be my spirit guides. They still play an active role. I also work with a group that I would call the Masters. I see this group as graduate souls who choose to assist humanity rather than returning to what many people would call Source or God. This group that I understand to be the Masters does work in partnership with the ETs that wish to assist humanity ascend and wake up to our new reality. The collective that I refer to as my brothers and sisters from across the stars is made up of all these groups. The ones I call my spirit guides, the ones that help me with the writing, and my teachers, the ones that I call the Masters and the ETs. And they all work together to help me bring forward and create this information. I'd like to share with you now the first lesson of a channeled class that they've shared with me. This class is called the Ascension Project, Waking Up to Your New Reality. I'd like to dive right in now and share with you the recording of me sharing the information from this class. Today's lesson is all about karma, and my guides will be sharing with you their own insights as to why some of us struggle to release our karma as they talk to you about karmic justice and how our understanding of justice and their understanding of karmic justice are a lot different. During this lesson, my guides will also be offering you their own insights and perceptions as to how you can release your karma. When I was recording this, I believed I was recording a July energy update. It wasn't until after I was finished that I fully realized that this was part of a channeled class. Part of today's lesson, I think, to some, is going to feel like an energy update. And that's what I thought I was doing. And parts of it are going to feel like a channeled class. And this is exactly how I feel my guides intended this class to be. So I'd like to move us directly into the message now. So please take a moment and get comfortable, and the channeled message will begin shortly. Many of you have been fighting some hard battles as you are preparing to be confronted by your past. As the moment of truth arrives and those old patterns and behaviors surface, attempting to influence some of you and take you down a path that is undesirable to your soul, you are being tested to stay true to who you are and to where your heart wants to take you. We would like to take some time today and share our thoughts on karmic justice and how it assists humanity ascend and shift to a new reality, a new earth. Karmic justice isn't about something bad happening, but simply the learning of a lesson so that you can bring understanding and compassion to yourself and those involved. Because it is the feeling that will ultimately determine which reality you stay attached to, which reality you experience. Of course, it's true, there will always be real-world consequences based on the actions of some. And for others, you may be finding yourselves determined, and that you have this burning desire for the truth to be revealed as to how you feel you have been treated in your life. For some, it's like you know that in order to move on and let it go once and for all, there needs to be a final verdict, a confrontation, if you will, where you can feel like you have closure and have truly learned and accepted what your karma has to teach you with everyone who was involved. You have been holding back telling the truth, as you have been hoping that the universe would step in on your behalf and make things right. Because the truth is, so many of you just do not want to hurt anyone. While this is noble in theory, many are using this as a reason to hold on to what happened. And thus, your karma keeps you in alignment to a reality you want to leave. Karmic justice is intended to help you let it go. For some, this means you will have no option but to be confronted by your past. Specifically, some of you will be faced with confronting or being confronted, whether you want to or not, by the people who created or co-created your suffering with you. The universe isn't letting you get out of facing what you need to face. We do understand this isn't the case for every single one of you in this moment, but we need you to understand the importance of learning the lessons and releasing your karma. Your reality has its own sense of justice, which does in fact assist some of you move through and let go of your pain, which in turn can help you in releasing your karma, which is what is keeping you stuck, if you will, in the reality you want to leave. While your reality's concept of justice isn't without its faults, it does assist many of you in releasing their karma. The downside to what we see as a result of this is that many of you will spend their days obsessing about the situations that caused you to suffer, and you will not move from them until the people you feel are responsible have to pay back what they did to you in some way, that they deserve to suffer. And unless they suffer just as much as you did from your point of view, the justice was not served. And you hold on, and you cling to the suffering that keeps you stuck in this reality you say you want to leave. This is the trap that so many of you fall prey to. And it will be what keeps you from moving on if you're not careful. Consider this for a moment, that some of you agreed to go through this experience with these particular people to give you something to overcome, because it is through the struggle of facing your fears by releasing your suffering that that greatness that lies within you can finally come forward. You can remember who you really are. And without that pain and that struggle in confronting your past, many would never become the masters of your reality, graduating from your current reality and ascending, moving into a new reality, a new earth, Many of you are here to facilitate karmic justice. We do not mean you have to be a part of your legal system in some way, but some of you will. And you are fulfilling an important role in this time of humanity's ascension. But there is another group we wish to address directly. The ones who are struggling right now in this moment, as they have, shall we say, lost their way, and for some, lost their light, because of the injustices they feel have been done to them from their point of view, and also all the injustices they see all over the world. We speak, of course, to the ones who came into your reality to bring more light into a reality filled with darkness. You would call them the light workers or the volunteers. In order for these light workers to bring karmic justice to a world filled with darkness and help humanity ascend to a new reality, they needed something to overcome. In truth, they agreed, in most cases, to have this injustice done to them. And just as likely for many, the people who did these unkind, unjust actions also agreed to do this for them so they could face it and overcome it. What a brave soul it takes to create these kinds of experiences just so that you could overcome it. And how brave you are for agreeing, for volunteering to bring more light into this world, into this reality. You see, the way to show humanity how to ascend to a new reality, a new earth, isn't with pretty words, but to instead inspire them with the example and show them transformation and rebirth is possible. And by letting that light, that inner greatness that you all possess, shine through, you will show them that there is a light in each and every one of you that wants to be expressed, that wants to be seen, that wants to be felt. And by releasing your karma, you find that light that you may have thought you've lost. And for some of you, that you didn't even know existed. In short, you remember who you really are, who you've always been, and what you came here to do. You remember and become who we always knew you could be. You become the real you. In the second part, my guides are going to be sharing with you why some of us are struggling, and hopefully offer you some insights and some tools that you can apply to your life to help you release your karma and let that inner light, that real you, shine through. Many of you in this moment struggle with the idea of justice, as you have been conditioned to believe justice requires a punishment. The unfortunate truth is, for most of you, the punishment or the unpleasant experiences that befall people who created the pain and suffering in your reality is the most direct, efficient way for them to release their karma. So a lot of you adopt the notion that this is the way it has to be. Furthermore, you believe that this is also the will of the universe to punish you because you did something bad, as many can't move on from their pain until they feel the other person truly understands what they put them through. So you see, it's because humanity as a whole has created this idea of justice being one of punishment rather than one of learning that you struggle to release your karma unless you see that play out in your lives, unless you see that person suffer in some way. So you can feel like things are fair and equal now, The truth is, your reality has never been fair and equal. It has always been a place for you to learn, grow, and overcome. To experience limitations and then have to overcome them. To experience fears and then have to face them. That is the way of your reality. Where we see so many of you get stuck and struggle is once the universe creates the experience that allows the party who created the pain and suffering to understand the pain they created. In most cases, by experiencing the very pain they put someone else through, you attach and you have the expectation that now they will want to work it out with you in your physical reality, that you will get your closure. And when they don't try and resolve or make amends to you in your physical reality, you get stuck in the emotion and trauma of the event that caused you the pain. Thus, you hold on to your karma, which in turn keeps you stuck in a reality you want to leave. Now, what so many of you are experiencing is a state of suffering because you are having difficulty letting go and releasing your karma because you have placed the expectation that something needs to happen in order for you to finally let it go. What a mess your reality can be for some of you. The challenge you currently face, if this scenario holds true to you, is patience, understanding, and that you can't impose your will onto others or the cosmic plan. Just because you have finally decided in this moment you are ready to release your karma and what ties you to this reality. This is frustrating for those of you who are starting to see more of the truth of the nature of your reality and what lies beyond the veil, because you know you want to rid yourself of your karma and release it, and you know what you must do, but you simply can't work it out the way you'd like to. Earlier, we touched on the subject as to you all being confronted by your past, creating the opportunity for you to release your karma. And the other people or parties who are involved in creating this karma with you are most likely experiencing this same confrontation energy as they are being nudged to face their karma, their past. Just because they are experiencing it too, it doesn't mean they are going to act the way you would like. Doesn't mean they're going to even attempt to want to work it out with you. They may not even have the awareness that they have this karma. They just may not understand. At the end of the day, they still have the freedom to choose. And as you look on, as they go through their experience, you may notice something in you changes. The emotions that kept you stuck in a place of frustration or even anger is shifting in a lot of you to sorrow for them as you empathize and have compassion for what you see them going through. You actually feel a little bad for them because if they are experiencing something similar to you, you understand what it feels like. For some of you, you have reached a point in your ascension journey that you understand that it will only amplify and get more intense for them until they learn their lessons and are ready to release their karma with you. You can't do it for them. You can't make them want to release their karma. That's a choice they have to make on their own. The second thing we want to say to you, if this all still rings true, is if you feel sadness for them, that's okay. Please be mindful, as this can quickly turn and transform to remorse or even guilt. for those sensitive souls who just want to heal and fix everyone. Even though you are not responsible for their karma, you can easily attach to feeling responsible. And that in itself can keep you stuck. Because you see, it's the feeling that will ultimately keep you stuck in the loop of karma. And this is what keeps you from ascending to your new reality. Karma is teaching you through life experience two sides of the same coin. And once you understand both perspectives, that can then become wisdom. But it will only become wisdom if you can allow all the emotions to flow through you and then let them go. This is a powerful time indeed, as so many of you are being confronted by your karma, by your past. And the energetics of this time are ramping things up. Many of you are sitting there asking the question, how the heck am I supposed to move through all of this? As you tell us, you're ready to let it go, just tell me what to do. We would say, first, let go of the expectation of anyone doing what you feel they should do, and simply practice letting the emotions flow through you without needing or wanting to act on them in any way. We would like to finish today's lesson by simply stating to you the hardest part of this ascension journey for so many of you in releasing your karma is seeing that person who caused you pain and suffering suffer. For many of you, because for a lot of you, you've finally reached the point where you feel sad for them. You have compassion for them, and you don't want them to go through what you went through. That is your light shining through, just wanting to help them heal. And you may think by getting involved, by trying to soften their blow or stop what's happening to them altogether, that you're helping them, but you're not. For many of you, it took this harrowing experience, this suffering, this pain, for your light to finally shine through, for you to see that greatness that's within you. And if somebody had come along and just tried to take your suffering away from you and not give you the opportunity to face it and overcome it, then you wouldn't be the awakened version of you that you are today. Although it's beautiful that you want to help them, and you should, but help them by giving them the chance to overcome it, to learn the lessons from their karma, and let them release it when they're ready. And understand, it might not happen in this incarnation. So do not attach to it happening on your timetable. I know. For many of you, this goes against everything you believe in. When you see somebody in pain, even if they hurt you, some of you want to help them. And this, for many of you, will be the hardest lesson of all. To let somebody go through their pain and not try and take it away. We are your brothers and sisters from across the stars. And it's our sincere hope that each and every one of you is able to release your karma and let that greatness that you are, that light that you are, be seen and felt by everybody in your reality. Before we part ways, I wanted to thank you all for joining me today for this lesson and for this podcast. One of the big things that I always take away whenever I listen to this lesson is how it's the conditions that we place of our own version of justice that can stop us from releasing our karma. And what happens with a lot of us is we can spend our entire lives holding on to the feelings of the thing that happened because we don't feel we got justice. This is why I believe they wanted to share with you that if you can learn to let the feelings flow through you instead of attaching to the feelings that simply just recreate the story of the event that happened, then you can start to release the karma. In the next few lessons, they will be building on the information they shared with you today, as they teach you about your own karma and how to release it by removing the conditions that are stopping you from removing or releasing your karma once and for all. I'd like to close this episode by thanking you once again for spending your time with me today, and I look forward to sharing more of my story with you as a channeler, as well as the lessons that this group has been sharing with me.